Welcome to Left Out with Adam Grimm and Logan Davis, a weekly show where we discuss all things sports, from the controversial to lighthearted topics around the country. Now let's go to the host. This is Left Out.
What's up, sports fans? It's Logan Davis.
And I'm Adam Grimm, recording live from Adam Silver's office.
It's December 9th, and welcome to our first ever special episode. Make sure to follow us or subscribe on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter as well, at Left Out Official.
As Logan said, today we have a special episode for you all. We're going to go in-depth on the NBA newly released city jerseys for this season, talk about what we like and don't like from each one, and put them in tiers as well. All right, so we're going to get started off today with the Atlanta Hawks' new city jerseys. For this year, they went with a black backdrop, MLK across the front, honoring Martin Luther King Jr., who was born in Atlanta. Gold outline of the lettering and white letters. I like the font of it. What do you think on it?
Yeah, I like. I really like the font. I like the tribute to Martin Luther King, especially, and then also, I think it's a signature in the bottom left corner of the jersey, which I think is awesome. That they're able just to kind of like have a piece of him actually on the jersey besides just his name. So I think it's a good touch.
Yeah, I think it's really nice. It's just a little bit basic for me. So I have it ranked as a cool jersey, not too high, not too low, just a little plain for me.
Yeah, I have it, my tier was average. So
next up, we have the Boston Celtics trying to take a little bit of a approach like they have in their championship banners on their jersey. It's a white backdrop, plain lettering, green letters, pretty traditional with how they've done, just switching up the font a little bit. What do you think?
I'm not a huge fan of this. It looks like a practice jersey in my opinion, and I think it's a very terrible way to show like how many championships you've won. They've won 17, and I just feel like it's very too much bragging, I guess you could say. So I put this in my trash category because I would never buy this jersey, nor would I ever want to see anybody wear it.
I put it in a what are you doing category because it does not look good. Boston, for the first time last year, went a little bit different with their jerseys, but they still really have not gone all out. And I get it, it's the Celtics, it's traditional, but I just like them to see them take another step and like actually do something a little bit creative with it rather than just this plain jersey. For the Brooklyn Nets, we have a black backdrop, a lot of art design on it, paying tribute to one of the local artists, Jean-Michel Basquiat. He was an artist born in the 1970s. I think it looks pretty cool with the colorway.
Yeah, I like the trim on the side of the jersey of the colors. Not a huge fan of the bracket around the Nets, but that's just me being nitpicky. This is under my average category under the jerseys, but I mean, it's an okay jersey. Don't love it, but don't hate it.
I have it in the cool category. I think it's a nice touch paying tribute to the artist in Brooklyn. They've always done a good job of tying back to their city roots. So I think they do a good job with that. I like how the colors mix with it. So I have it in the cool category. And next up, we have Charlotte Hornets going with a pinstripe design this year. Gold, mint, and granite are the colors on it. Buzz City across the front. It's the year of the pinstripe, and I love this one.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of this. Honestly, I'm just like really impressed with what Charlotte Hornets have been doing recently. Obviously, drafting LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward was kind of a stretch signing, but I love the jersey. I love Buzz City, and the color scheme just fits really perfect with one another. And I love the Jordan logo. So this is under my good category.
I have this in my top tier of jerseys. I think that it's really clean. I love how the colors go together. I love Charlotte's colors. And they came out with new jerseys as well. So they've been doing really good with those as well. I think that it looks really nice. So I have it in my top tier. Up next, we have the Chicago Bulls going with a gold and red lettering on a black backdrop. A little bit of gold up the side as well. Pretty nice looking.
Yeah, I put this in my my bad category, to be honest. I'm not really a huge fan of the red outlining of the numbers in Chicago. And I don't know what the no little plans is at the bottom. But
that's it's a saying from whenever the city of Chicago caught on fire back in the 1800s. That was like their saying for their city was no little plans going forward. Everything was going to be done big in Chicago.
Okay. Well, never mind. That makes a lot more sense. However, I'm still going to put it in my bad category because I'm just overall not a fan.
I don't know. I saw this one and I really liked how it looked on the players. I think that that changed it for me. And I think it's a cool jersey, so I have it in about my mid-tier category. I like how the red lettering works. I like the vibe that it gives off. It feels very Chicago-y to me. Cleveland Cavaliers went with a black jersey and then combined their letters along with the letters from different rock bands throughout Cleveland's history. Looks a little funky.
I'm actually a big fan of this one. I really like it. I liked the black, all black, and then I like the lettering of Cleveland. Like each individual letter kind of looks different. And I liked Long Live Rock at the bottom as well. I love rock music, so I'm a huge fan. I put this in my my good category.
I really do not like this one at all. I think it just looks like it's a collage made by a 7-year-old to me. I don't like how they didn't even go all out with the band lettering. They still kept the C the same as the Cavaliers logo. If you're going to do it, then go all out with the letters, commit to it, but they couldn't commit to it with the C. That maybe it would have bumped it up a tier for me, but I do not like this one, so I have it towards the bottom of my list. Next up, we have the Dallas Mavericks paying tribute to their 2011 championship 10 years ago. They went with a gold design, silver wings up the side, silver numbers for their jerseys. Pretty plain, but pretty good looking.
Yeah, I originally when I first saw this on the Dallas Mavericks Twitter, I was not a huge fan of it, but I saw Luka in the uniform today, and it looked really good. So I'm really excited for these jerseys. I think they're some of our best city jerseys in a long time. I was not a huge fan of last year's. That was a terrible rendition. It looked like street art. Yeah, it was just terrible.
That's one
so,
of the worst
great direction for the
all time.
Oh, absolutely. One of the worst all time. And they wore it so often too, which was so annoying. Yeah. So hopefully they wear this one a lot. And I love the ode to the championship that we had in 2011. So yeah, love it. Great to go, Mavs.
I think it's a good jersey. I didn't like it at first either as much, but as I've seen it more, it's grown on me certainly. I would have liked it more if you guys would have won the championship last year. It sort of reminds me of how in baseball, the opening series after for the start of the season, the World Series champions from the previous year will like replace their letters with gold. And so I think that it sort of looks like that to me. So I would have liked it if they would have won last year, but I think it still looks pretty good. So I've added my good tier. Up next, we have the Denver Nuggets with a red backdrop and a sort of sunset over the mountains in the skyline of Denver. I don't know about this one.
This is an absolute miss for Denver. This is a hideous uniform. I don't even care about the mountains images. This is in my my trash category because this is just ugly. No player is going to look good in these. And I feel like they tried to copy Utah's kind of sunset color scheme in the very middle of the jerseys with the mountains. I'm just not a huge fan of it. So,
yeah, I just looked at it again and I saw the Nuggets on the side of the shorts, and that is ugly. The jersey just does not work at all for Denver. So I moved it down into my really bad category. I do not like this at all, looking further upon it. So it's in my really bad category. Detroit Pistons, once again, going with a Motor City design. They have gray numbering, blue backdrop, Motor City, Detroit, Michigan in a circle. Pretty plain here as well.
Yeah, I put this in my like average bad kind of category. I couldn't really decide. They've been doing Motor City for the past couple of years, and I feel like it's just kind of like the same city jersey every time. Detroit, Michigan at the bottom was kind of interesting that they put the city and the state, but it's all right.
Yeah, I don't really like it very much. I have it in my really bad category. It's just super plain. All that you get from Detroit City jerseys, it seems, is that they make cars there and that there's nothing else significant about the city. I'd like them to try and go for something else than get off of this just boring Motor City design that they've been going with in the past. Golden State Warriors paying tribute to the We Believe Warriors with some throwback jerseys, except instead of Warriors this time, they have Oakland across the chest.
Yeah, I thought this was a kind of an average kind of jersey. I like the color scheme. It kind of reminds me of the We Believe Warriors, but I think you have a way stronger opinion on this one than I do, so I'm going to let you take it from here.
I mean, I love these jerseys from the We Believe era. It's just that, why would you put Oakland on the front now? I get it pays tributes to where you used to be, but you're not there anymore. The Golden Gate Bridge, which is on their logo, is associated with San Francisco, not Oakland. You play in San Francisco, not Oakland. So for that reason, I have it in the below average category. It's just, I can't get over that it has Oakland across the front. I don't know why.
Hey, they played there for 50 years, man, all right? They gotta
not play anymore, though.
All right,
not anymore.
Hey, this is true. All right, fair enough.
Up next, we have the Houston Rockets going with H-Town, a baby blue jersey, red outline on the H-Town, white lettering, pretty plain, pretty out there for the Rockets as well.
First of all, not a huge fan of the Houston Rockets in general, so I'm not a huge fan of this jersey. A blue is just not in their color scheme, and the whole mess is going down in Houston just kind of just made my mindset just kind of hate Houston. James Harden's being a diva right now. So not a big fan of this jersey, and hopefully they don't wear that often.
Yeah, I just don't associate blue with the Houston Rockets at all, and I try not to like let that get in the way of how I judge these jerseys for the most part, but with this one, I just can't get over that. It just does not look right to me at all, so I have it below average. The Indiana Pacers throwing it back to the early 2000s, late 90s, Reggie Miller era. I think that these look really good. I think it looks like a little bit brighter than what it used to be, and I think it works really well. Another pinstripe jersey.
Yeah, I like this one. This is in my GOAT tier, so this is the top of the top. I really love the brighter color. Love the throwback to the from the 90s and the early 2000s. And I'm a big fan of these jerseys. I'm excited to see the Pacers wear this. And if you're a Pacers fan, like obviously you should buy this jersey. I would highly recommend it. If I was a Pacers fan, I would buy this jersey.
Yeah, I'm considering buying it, and I'm not even a Pacers jersey just because it looks so good. I really like it. It's in my top tier of jerseys as well. Los Angeles Clippers are once again going back to the Compton style font that they went to last year. They just inverted the colors, made black, white, and white, black. Pretty boring otherwise, other than that.
Not a fan of the Clippers. This jersey is just very unoriginal. This was in my my bad category just because, like you said, they pretty much just flipped what they had last year and there's no creativity. Not impressed with the Clippers as an organization right now, and obviously not a big fan that Paul George is the jersey that's being shown as the example for this lovely city jersey. So keep it up, Clippers. You're making me hate you even more and more.
Yeah, I have this in my really bad category. It wasn't a great jersey last year, and I feel like one, if you don't change your jersey at all, that's going to knock it down a bit for me. But also, they not only did not change it really at all, but then inverting the colors, I think, made it look worse somehow. So I have it in my really bad category. Los Angeles Lakers going back to their Minneapolis colorways, the light blue on a white backdrop. I think that this looks really clean.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these. This is in my good tier as well. I love the tribute to Elgin Baylor, obviously Hall of Fame, great Lakers, Laker legend. So yeah, big fan of these.
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job of paying homage to their past. And I think that these ones do a great job of it as well. I think that these look super clean. So I've it in my very good category. All right, for Memphis, we have a black backdrop inspired by a local artist, Isaac Hayes. Some pretty cool lettering up the side, gold lettering on the front of it with the Memphis and the numbering. What do you think about it?
Yeah, this is my my good category. I'm a really big fan of what Memphis is like. All their uniforms have been awesome the past year. So this is a great city jersey. And yeah, I like the tribute to their singer-songwriter, Isaac Hayes. And again, I'm a really big fan of having the guy's like signature block in like the lower left corner of the jersey. So yeah, big fan of it.
Yeah, I think that this looks really nice. They must know how to make jerseys pretty well in Memphis because all of theirs seem to work really well. I have this in my very good tier. I think it looks really nice. Miami Heat are continuing on with their Vice City jerseys. This time they went much bolder than before. They went a gradient from pink to light blue on the top. Funky looking one here, very polarizing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this one, I'm going to be honest. I feel like they've kind of milked this color scheme too much the past couple of years, and this kind of just overdoes it for me. I have this in my bad category. It's not trash. Obviously, the colors look good together, but it's a little too much.
I have it in my below average. I think they just took it too far this time. Like, it's a good thing, but this time they just went a little bit overboard with all the colors on it. I don't think it'll be good to see on the court either. I don't think it will be good to see then. Milwaukee Bucks went with a water design in their jersey, going three different colors of blue and the Milwaukee across the front a little bit slanted, as well as the numbers. Interesting looking one here for the Bucks.
I think this is a absolutely terrible jersey. Milwaukee just, they are always the worst. They always have the worst city jerseys. The Cream City one, oh my gosh, is horrible.
How could you not love Cream City?
Cream City? Who does that? It's like Sacktown, which we'll get to later. But yeah, not a big fan of this one. Blue, I don't associate with Milwaukee's colors at all. It kind of goes back to Houston. Yeah, this was in my trash category.
I have it in a below average category. It's like, it's a busy jersey, but it's also plain at the same time. There's not a lot that works with it. I just think that it's really ugly with the different colors of blue as well. I don't like it at all. Minnesota Timberwolves paying tribute to the North, gray lettering and a bunch of Polaris stars up the side. A little bit of lime green highlighting on it.
Yeah, this is a, I just put this as an average one. Nothing real special about it. Minnesota loves having lime green in their jerseys as of recently, because their home and away ones kind of have that too. But yeah, it's average. Not really that impressive. I like the stars on the side. Yeah, that's kind of cool. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think it has a lot of potential. They just went a little bit too plain with it overall. And so had they taken it maybe a step further, it could have been a little bit better. But I also have this as an average jersey. New Orleans Pelicans ones. They went with three fleur-de-lis across the front in gold, red color at the top, blue numbers, and a fancy font it looks like they're trying to go for. What do you think?
This is the absolute worst jersey I've ever seen. This is my trash category. New Orleans, I don't know what you're thinking. You need to go back to the drawing boards, because no one is going to buy this jersey. Actually, that's probably a lie. If it has Zion Williamson's name on it, people will buy it from New Orleans. But it is trash. Burn it immediately. That is all I have to say.
Yeah, this just needs to be burned. It looks hideous. The colors don't look connected together at all. I hate how the number looks. It just all looks really weird. I appreciate that they tried to go for it, but it looks absolutely terrible to me. New York Knicks went with City That Never Sleeps, New York Knicks, in a circle around the front, around a number, white numbering, a gradient up the side, a gradient along some of the lettering.
Yeah, the Knicks are just in shambles, and this jersey kind of just sums up how bad they are as an organization. I'm not a big fan of the lettering around the number that says City Never Sleeps, New York Knicks, and just not really impressed with the organization as a whole, so...
I think I would have liked it a lot more if they would have had the gradient go all the way around. But for some reason, City Never in the phrase just is all white, and it looks terrible for doing that. Had they continued the gradient all around, it might have looked okay. But I have this in my below average category, because I do like the gradient stripe up the side, and I think it has potential. Oklahoma City went with a weird diagonal design. Oklahoma across the front, blue, orange, and black all down through the front. What do you think on it?
This is my bad category. I'm not really a fan of the number, the font of the number. And I was really hoping Oklahoma City would have like a very cool jersey. I think they have great colors in blue, orange, and white. And it's just kind of not really that exciting to me. But yeah.
I think they just tried to put too much together here. And it ends up looking really disconnected and not very easy on the eye. The numbering, as you said, does not look good. I think it's just like too much there that they were trying to do. Orlando Magic went with another pinstripe in this year of the pinstripe once again. They went back to the orange lettering that they did last year. I really like how this one looks.
Really? Because I'm the opposite. I think this is my least favorite pinstripe one I've seen. And maybe it's the orange, but I saw Cole Anthony in this jersey with he's number 50 like his dad, and it just looks awful. I'm just not a fan. I think it's ugly. I would not buy this jersey. I put this in my trash category.
I'm a huge fan of pinstripes. I like this coloring. The one thing that does it a little bit strange for me is how the outline of the letters in the Orlando and the star is a little bit different, but other than that, I think it's really good. I have it in my really good category, so bit of a difference there. Philadelphia 76ers, they went with a black backdrop this year for Ben Simmons winning Rookie of the Year. They went with one of their lighted houses from Philly's Boathouse Row across the front in the design. They also have a little thing in there in the house row that is TTP for Trust the Process, they're saying in Philadelphia. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I put this in my like average kind of good category. I think the fact that Ben Simmons, like, he helped design it is kind of cool. But at the same time, like, the only way he was going to design it is by winning Rookie of the Year. So I think it's also pretty funny. Trust the Process, yeah, for sure. I kind of like it, but I don't love it.
I'm moving this one up to my very good category. It's really grown on me how it looks. I think the detailing of all the houses is really cool. There's just some small things in it. The only thing that I would change, I think, is that the positioning of the number on the front is really weird. That does.
Yeah.
Phoenix Suns going with a gradient for the Valley jersey on a black backdrop. I think this looks really cool.
Yeah, this is my GOAT category. I'm a huge fan of these jerseys. The color scheme is awesome, and I love the lettering especially. So I'm excited to see Booker and Aiden and Chris Paul suit up in these.
Yeah, this is absolutely one of the best jerseys, and they did a photo shoot today with a bunch of them in it. They all looked really good there. I have also had this in my top tier. I think it looks really nice. Portland Trail Blazers paying homage to Oregon with the tree trunk base, a bit of cream coloring, colored up the size to represent the mountains in Oregon.
Okay, this is in my trash category. I think this is the most ugly jersey I've ever seen. I don't care if you're paying homage to the state that you play in. It just looks absolutely terrible, and I hope Damian Lillard tells the organization to not wear this a lot. But they're probably going to wear it a lot.
I hated this jersey at first, but the more and the more that I look at it, I don't know why, but I love this jersey.
Get
the
out.
The detailing of the tree rings on the brown backdrop, I don't know why, but the brown works with the coloring of it all. Maybe the colors on the side are a little bit busy, but there's something about this jersey that I just love. And I don't know why, but I have it in my very good category. I really like this one.
You're delusional. That's all I have to say. This is the most ugly jersey I've ever seen.
Sacramento Kings went for a combination of all of their past jerseys, trying to pull in a bunch of different stuff. Resulted in a black backdrop, blue lettering with red outlines. A very interesting one here.
Too much, Sacramento, too much. Trying to put every type of uniform in the new city uniform, it's a lot. Secondly, stop putting Sacktown as your team name on the front. It's not catchy. I don't care if people in Sacramento call Sacramento Sacktown. No one wants to wear that. It's like Cream City. It's so bad. Please, get rid of it.
Yeah, I do not like this one either. It looks like they just tried to do too much once again. I have it in my below average category. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but it just does not work as well as I think they thought it might. San Antonio Spurs throwing it back to their warmups and logo that they had in the 90s with the different colors across the front. It's about time that San Antonio changes it up for once.
I love this jersey. I love when they wore these those warmups in the 90s. This is my GOAT category. I'm excited to see San Antonio wear this, and I'm glad they're taking a step back from their military homage they usually do. So hopefully they continue these jerseys.
This is one of the best jerseys that has come out, maybe the best jersey that came out. I've had it in my top tier of categories as well. I'm just glad that they finally did something, and they did it really well whenever they did do it. So props to them on a great jersey. Toronto Raptors going with a Drake design jersey with a black backdrop and a bunch of gold lettering around it. Black and gold always looks good to me.
Yeah, big fan of this one. They had a variation of this, I think, a couple of years ago. So I'm a huge fan. I love the coloring. And, of course, Drake has a hand in this, making this jersey, as he's the Raptors' number one fan. So I'm a big fan. Excited to see them wear this jersey. This was in my good tier.
Yeah, this is a nice jersey. There's nothing too special about it, and it's similar to the ones in years past, but it's different enough for me that it doesn't get knocked down for that. I have it in my good category as well. Utah Jazz switched up their sunset a little bit this year. Instead of just going with the full sunset gradient, they now transition to a black backdrop throughout the middle of the jersey, and I think it looks a lot better than it had in year past.
Yeah, I'm glad that they switched it up. This is in my kind of average category. I like it now, but I think Utah's got to, next year, they got to make a step and change it up. This version.
I think this is the best version of it, but we've just seen it so many different times that it's kind of getting old, and I hope that they do move on to something new. And now finally, our last jersey, the Washington Wizards, American flag on the sides, a gray backdrop as before with DC across the front.
Oh, this is trash. They have very much like American flag as their colors, so I don't know why they haven't made a cooler jersey, but this is a failure, DC, so let's step it up next year.
Yeah, this just doesn't work. It's very similar to what they've done in years past. And once, as I've said before, that just does not get it done for me. I really don't like this one very much, so I have it in my very bad category as well. So that's all of the jerseys that we have to talk about. Make sure you go over to our Twitter and Instagram pages at Left Out Official. Tell us what you think about each of them.
And thank you for listening, and we'll see y'all this upcoming Saturday.